Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, it's no surprise that rats thrive in cities, but our guest tells us warmer weather is part of the reason behind a spike in rat populations around the United States.
First, the Assembly passed the Wisconsin state budget 2 months after the deadline. Lawmakers debated the latest version of the bill for 11 hours before passing it late last night.
The $76 billion bill had been hung up on issues like transportation and school funding, but while the Assembly passed the budget last night, it's not a done deal just yet.
Jesse Appoint is with us to talk about the budget that passed last night and the latest on the Foxconn incentive package. She's a reporter for the Capital Times, where she covers politics and government. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, good afternoon.
Well, before we get to that budget, some news this afternoon. The Assembly now has passed the amended Foxconn incentive package bill today. What happens next?
Next, it goes to Governor Walker's desk, and he said he'd like to sign it soon. From there, they can start negotiating the contract and setting things in motion.
Do we have any idea what the timeline and that kind of negotiation could be?
Not really, other than part of the conditions for the memorandum of understanding that they initially signed was this needed to go through the legislature by the end of the month, by September 30th. So, you know, they're giving themselves a little bit of a cushion on that. But but I guess by that knowledge, we know that they want to move quickly, but we don't have a lot of specifics.
I guess it's hard to map it out. This is, at least in scale, pretty unprecedented for Wisconsin.
It is, yeah. It definitely is unprecedented.
Let's move on now to the state budget, passing the Assembly now last night. How did the vote go down? What was the margin? Any crossovers between parties?
Yeah, a little bit of crossover, and they're usually, well, Not crossover from the Democratic side. Every Democrat voted against it, and that was not a surprise. They made pretty clear that would be the case. But there were a handful of Republicans who voted against it, a lot of them from sort of the suburban areas around Milwaukee, some pretty conservative districts, and a lawmaker from more northern Wisconsin, too.
What were the reasons Republicans gave for voting against the budget?
A lot of the reasons that we saw Republicans voting against the budget in the Assembly last night kind of jibe with what we're seeing in the Senate right now, which is playing out a little bit more dramatically. You know, in the Assembly, there's a pretty strong Republican margin majority that allows you to lose a couple of those votes. So, you know, there's objections to things like just the level of spending in general. But then we get into some more specific things like there's a full repeal of prevailing wage in the budget. Some lawmakers want to see that go into effect earlier. Some of them, you know, the budget does expand the state voucher program for schools, but they would like to see that expanded more. And then there's some things within transportation. You know, we know transportation has been part of the holdup, well, really the main holdup, and the reason why this budget is coming in more than 2 months late. And so there's still some disagreement over what ended up being approved in that transportation package. People want to see more reforms implemented within DOT, you know, more restrictions on when communities can pass referendums. So everyone kind of has their specific little wish list items, things that they wish would have gotten in, but for that handful of legislators, it was enough to have them vote against it.
As you mentioned, all Democrats in the Assembly voted against the budget. I understand the key word for the day for Democrats was rigged. What were they saying about this Republican budget plan?
They were very much on message. Rigged was the word of the day last night, and again, actually today during the Foxconn debate. But yeah, you know, there's some debate over how much Democrats disliked the budget. At least for some Republicans tried to suggest that maybe they didn't actually think it was that bad, and they were just doing their partisan job. But you know, the biggest concern, I think, was the lack of a long-term transportation solution, and that is something that Republicans really agreed on, actually, with Democrats. But then, you know, things with schools, this budget does include a relatively substantive increase in schools funding, but it's coming after, you know, years of either holding it flat or little bit smaller increases, and The state level of support is still lower than it was 10 years ago, so Democrats are unhappy with that. They're unhappy seeing that happen in conjunction with the expansion of the voucher program, which, of course, most of them are pretty strongly opposed to.
We're talking to Jesse Apoyan from the Capital Times about the latest on the state budget. A version of that budget passed the Assembly, now the Senate. And Jesse, let's talk about that. We've been hearing from Senate Republican leaders as of very recently. They don't quite have the votes to pass it. What are we hearing from Republican holdouts in the Senate?
Yeah, so they do not have the votes yet. As of this afternoon, they are scheduled to take it up at 9:30 tomorrow morning. We'll see who comes along. So the list of some of the things that we mentioned earlier, in terms of the DOT reforms, there have been a pretty long list of proposals introduced throughout this process, and some of the senators are hoping to see a couple of those make their way in. One of them being, not allowing cities to impose a wheel tax unless they do so through a referendum. They want to move the budget would have the prevailing wage repeal take effect in September of 2018. These senators want to see that moved up to January 1st. And Governor Walker did indicate that he would be supportive of that, but we'll see. I guess they'd like to see the expansion of the voucher program. They'd like to see a larger increase in the income limit on that. And an interesting one is they want to, or at least one senator in particular, I think, wants to prohibit the UW system from spending money on diversity training. As far as I know, that's not a mandatory training, but that's something that they don't want state dollars going to.
Yeah, I understand the language said neither mandatory nor voluntary diversity training could use state money, something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly, yeah.
And now Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, they've passed their budget, and he says, we're not going to be held hostage. He used the word hostage by these Republican senators. So there's a bit of drama and conflict again between Republican Assembly leadership and some in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, just when we thought everyone was coming together in agreement, apparently not so fast. But it sounds like he's choosing his words carefully. He said last night they will not be coming back next week. But if the Senate makes changes to the budget, that has to be reconciled with the Assembly. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, he said the time has come and gone for negotiations. We've had months to do this, and the joint finance process has worked its way through. It's gone through the committee the way it always does and the way it's supposed to, and now's not the time to start negotiating.
But we're 2 months late on the budget. If those Republican senators don't back down on their end and Assembly Speaker Voss says we're not coming back on this, then what?
Then we wait and see who blinks first.
And I heard, I think you tweeted, actually, that there was talk of taking the budget through tomorrow and maybe having a Saturday meeting, always enjoyable for Capitol reporters, I know. Is there going to be some overtime work to try to get this done?
It's very possible. I think it really depends on what they can do in the next 12 to 24 hours. If they can get, they're set to come in at 9:30 tomorrow morning. If they can get started and get moving and make some headway, then they can certainly get it done in a day, but if it takes that long to convince people to come aboard, then we may see ourselves going into the weekend or, potentially next week.
And you also tweeted on a related or kind of unrelated note, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca will no longer be Assembly Minority Leader. There are kind of different stories about what happened in the Democratic caucus, but there was kind of an emotional farewell from his Republican counterparts. What happened?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, So Representative Barca will be stepping down from the minority leader post at the end of the month. And so if the Assembly doesn't come back, as they said they won't, this was his last day on the floor as the Democratic leader. Yeah, Speaker Robin Voss gave a touching tribute. He talked about they came in and started working together sort of in the post-Act 10 era and talked about the importance of finding compromise and bipartisanship and having civil discourse, respecting the institution and finding ways to do that through the different agreements that they've come to over the years, and sort of just the hope that they will continue that and be able to look, of course they have their policy agreements, but the hope is that they can continue to both have both sides respect each other and at the end of the day have that civil debate.
And there was something about a jersey and a bet with a town in Ohio. What was the story there?
Well, there was a bet with between Speaker Voss and the Speaker of the Ohio House. Speaker Voss had to wear the opposing team's jersey. He came in wearing that, and in a very dramatic moment, Representative Barca came up, removed the jersey, threw it off, and there was a Badgers jersey underneath the whole time.
All right, Jesse, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on that, and you know, that budget thing, too.
And that thing, too.
That's Jesse Apoyan, a reporter for the Capital Times, where she covers politics and government. She joined us today to talk about the latest on the state budget. It passed the Assembly now, still not a done deal in the state Senate.